I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The big economic story of the morning is the September jobs report due in about an hour and a half. Forecasters are expecting something like 180,000 more names on payrolls. Consistent with the growth we've been seeing, the effects of Hurricane Florence is one wild card. As for factory jobs, employers have been adding thousands per month until it blipped down in August. There are other signs that manufacturing could be slowing. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Until midsummer, manufacturing was consistently adding jobs at a robust pace. Andrew Chamberlain at job site Glassdoor chalks it up in large part to the Trump administration's corporate tax cuts.
There were large provisions for immediate expensing of big capital investment. And because capital and labor go together when you make manufactured products, it's also encouraging them to hire workers.
Recently, though, manufacturing has faced mounting headwinds, especially the strong dollar, which makes American-produced goods more expensive for customers overseas. Ben Herzon at Macroeconomic Advisors thinks the greatest risk going forward is escalating trade tensions and tariffs.
And there's anecdotal evidence that businesses are rethinking capital expenditure plans, which could feed back negatively into the manufacturing.
The biggest concern of employers, meanwhile, is finding enough skilled workers as manufacturing wages are rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.